everyone, welcome back to Slugcast. I'm your host Maya, and I'm back with another episode of Science Weekly. Today we have an ecology-related episode. We'll be talking about how researchers at UCSC are using feeding success and demography data of a marine mammal to provide a multi-decadal ecology baseline to assess the impacts of a new fishery and environmental change. I'll be reading an article from the UCSC News Center written by Mike Pena, so if that sounds interesting to you, stay tuned for more details. Alright, let's get into it. Foraging seals enable scientists to measure fish abundance across the vast Pacific Ocean. Over the past 60 years, marine biologists at UC Santa Cruz have monitored the behavior of northern elephant seals that journey to nearby Año Nuevo Natural Reserve. With the seals gathering on the beach by the thousands to breed and molt, generations of researchers have been able to amass more than 350,000 observations on over 50,000 seals. With the help of powerful technologies and the intrepidness to get close enough to carefully tag, weigh, and observe these loud and lumbering marine mammals, the long-term research project has extensive historical and real-time data on their fitness, foraging success, and at-sea behavior and population dynamics. Roxanne Beltran is the next in line to lead the project, and her new study, being published as the February 14th cover story for Science, reports that seals can essentially act as smart sensors for monitoring fish populations in the ocean's eerily dim twilight zone. This is the layer of the water between 200 and 1,000 meters below sea level, where sunlight penetration all but stops, and today's ocean monitoring tools cannot reach with ease. Ships and floating buoys only allow measurements of a tiny fraction of the ocean, while satellites can't measure below the surface where fish occur. Importantly, this zone holds the majority of the planet's fish's biomass. Because this is also where the seals feed, seals whose foraging success is tracked can provide a previously impossible way to measure the availability of fish populations across a vast ocean. This, Beltran said, represents a significant discovery because humans are considering harvesting these fish populations to satisfy humanity's ever-increasing need for protein-rich foods. Quote, given the importance of the ocean for carbon sequestration, climate regulation, oxygen production, and food for billions of people, there's an urgent need to measure changes in marine ecosystems, end quote, said Beltran, an assistant professor of ecology and evolutionary biology. Quote, our research shows that the vast foraging extent and millions of feeding attempts by elephant seals make them a fantastic ecosystem sentinel, both for fish populations and the top predators in the open ocean, end quote. For context, each seal makes an average of about 75,000 foraging attempts during a 7-month, roughly 6,000-mile journey across the Pacific Ocean. This means that tracking just 14 seals per year could provide estimates of fish availability across 4.4 million cubic kilometers of ocean volume. Beyond that, weighing the seals also allows researchers to measure long-term fluctuations in prey abundance. And as commercial fleets increase the depth and breadth of their harvesting to satisfy demand, sustainable fisheries management requires accessing the size of fish populations and how they respond to environmental change. Empowering students through publications. Besides the promise of providing visibility to the ocean's mysterious mesopelagic zone, this study also stands out for another reason. The paper is co-authored by 14 undergraduates who took an immersive inquiry-based field course taught by Beltran and Año Nuevo Reserve Director Patrick Robinson, in which the students undertook projects analyzing the 6 decades of data from the SEAL research program. In the course, which continues to be offered at UC Santa Cruz, students participate in fieldwork learning to generate scientific questions, perform exploratory data analysis, and present their results through mentored practice. Quote, we want the students to feel like they're part of a community of scientists, said Allison Payne, a graduate student in the Beltran Lab, who served as the course's teaching assistant. It's an incredible opportunity for the students and instructors alike to collaborate on real-world science, and it builds students' confidence in navigating the scientific process. Payne recently led the publication of another research article with student co-authors from a different offering of the field course. In this case, examining how the reproductive success of elephant seals diminishes after seals reach prime age. At the outset of the course in 2022, students brainstormed research topics and chose to study how cohorts of seals fared in different years. Each pair of students tackled a subset of the project, One undergraduate student, Maddie Reed, downloaded oceanographic data to test hypotheses about links between oceanographic conditions and the likelihood that seal pups would live long enough to produce pups of their own. Reed discovered dramatic fluctuations in elephant seal survival and reproductive success over the last four decades, strongly linked to the ocean conditions where they foraged. Quote, "It was really exciting to directly experience how the concepts we learned in our classes could be applied to real research," she said. Quote, "This discovery has hugely inspired my current drive to pursue a career in biological oceanographic research, where I hope to continue making useful data connections," end quote. Beltran Lab members also recently led a related perspective piece in Ecology Letters on the potential for long-term studies to provide these inclusive opportunities for training ecologists. Sustaining the Twilight Zone. Fish in the Twilight Zone are ecologically important prey for economically important species, Beltran says, adding that the realm they inhabit may soon become a fishery. But little is known about Twilight Zone fish. Scientists' best estimates of their abundance spans a tenfold range for uncertainty. Reductions in these fish populations could have huge impacts on many other species in the ecosystem, including species that humans rely on for sustenance and livestock feed. This study integrated and applied research data obtained over the last six decades, including those by co-authors Bernie LaBeouf and Dan Costa, the two program leaders that preceded Beltran. Quote, "This effort documented the coupling between the elephant seals' behavior thousands of miles at sea to their breeding success on the beach," said Costa, distinguished professor of ecology and evolutionary biology. Quote, "This could only be accomplished by a long-time series coupled with a multidisciplinary team including oceanographers, demographers, modelers, and seal biologists," end quote. Previous discoveries born from this ongoing research included the long-distance foraging migrations of elephant seals, the high frequency of elephant seal foraging attempts for small fish, and the likely possibility that the seal pup quality is linked to ocean health through maternal foraging success. The new study showed that the foraging success of elephant seals was tightly linked to a broad-scale oceanographic index that can be measured by orbiting satellites. Quote, "This linkage allows us to measure the ocean's pulse and estimate fluctuations in fish availability five decades into the past and a few years into the future," Beltran said. Hence, insights and tools from this study provide a critical ecological baseline for sustainable fishing and assess the impacts of anthropogenic environmental changes on the fish populations at the scale of entire ocean basins. Well, there you have it, everyone. I hope this marine biology research was really insightful and interesting to you. I hope you enjoyed, and I'll catch you on the next one. Don't forget to take it easy on yourself. Bye.